Hello and welcome, everyone. This is Jerry Spartazzano. You're tuning into the UWealth Revolution Awakening 2012. I am very excited. We have my dear friend and an incredible guest here at the UWealth Revolution. I mean, she really is, to me, one of our most popular and pivotal guests. She really is one of the ones that embodies what we do here. Ann Taylor, who I know, judging by all the people that are here and who have already really begun to tune in. We have people raising their hands and all sorts of things going on because they love Ann and they love what she does. She's a huge giver, and Ann is here. And for those of you that are new and you don't maybe haven't had the one-on-one experience with Ann like we do on these calls, you haven't really been exposed to her work, she literally is going to do her work on us during this call, and that includes a lot. So get ready. We're going to be talking with her. We're going to be finding out what is it that really keeps people from really getting the financial and personal abundance that they deserve. Because really, if we look at our lives, it's all about us at some level really feeling like we can be powerful creators, and that creation could be a more stable home, more stable financial situation, or just being happy with what where we're at and being able to really live the life that we want and be the big contribution that we want. And so we're going to talk about that. I'm going to move quick. I want to introduce Ann, and then I absolutely want to jump into this because it's going to be power packed. Do this for me, though. Share with people on Facebook what's going on at uwealthrevolution.com/now, N-O-W. I'm also going to be picking those people like I promised yesterday, so just keep sharing, and that is going to be happening. Let me introduce Ann. Ann is a world-renowned energy healer. She is the founder of Inner Healing, Inc. She has, over the past 17 years, used her healing gift to empower literally tens of thousands of people in 95 countries to miraculously eliminate fears, worries, and limiting beliefs that have haunted them many times for their entire lives. Now, here's the thing that's kind of strange and unique about Ann. All of this can happen not in a matter of weeks or months or years, but in a matter of minutes. And it's possible for some of you, what we do here is going to eradicate things you may have been holding for a very long time. That's how energy works. So get ready. She also worked with and is endorsed by Dr. Bernie Siegel, Joe Vitale of The Secret, and Robert Sheinfeld, to name a few. Now, what some people don't realize about Ann, and we're going to get into her story, she's actually a very successful stockbroker for over 12 years. And she knows quite a lot about prosperity, but she and a few VP of a Fortune 500 company, where she was actually called, like many of you are. One of the reasons you're on this session is because you were called to do something amazing with your life. She too was called, like many of us, to change her path, and she discovered her amazing ability to heal. So over the past three decades, she's been committed to personal and spiritual growth, learning new concepts that empower her to be of service and make a contribution. Now let's talk about the healing aspect. She has a gift for creating instantaneous, miraculous changes at a deep and profound level, and it's unlike anything else that's available today. What's unique is that she literally, through her gift, reprograms you and imprints you. We're going to be talking about that word a lot, so write it down, imprinting, with a new consciousness that makes it so that the original limiting beliefs do not and never return. Those issues will never be issues again. No one can replicate Ann's results in permanently eliminating limiting beliefs, bad habits, and negative emotions. Her gift will create these transformations and transformative, miraculous changes, whether you're hearing them live right now for the first time or the second time, or they're recorded, whether they're one-on-one or whether there's thousands of people listening at a time, and we very well could break into that number really quick. Her healing work is legendary. So let's do this. On the count of three, let's send Ann Taylor, one of our favorite guests, just a huge amount of love, and really open her up, because this is going to be one of those miracle sessions. I know it. On the count of three, one, two, three, let's send Ann a ton of love, and welcome back to the UWealth Revolution Awakening 2012.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you. It's wonderful to be back, always. I always love being with Darius's people. You're all special people. I tell you what, I mean, they're just such a wonderful group. So thank you for that wonderful introduction, Darius. I appreciate it very much.
Oh, I am excited to have you here, and today feels like a very different day. There's something about the energy that we both are pulling into the call and what everyone's doing that I think things will be very astounding. One of the things I would love to start with, because the topic is on prosperity and abundance, why is that important, and what is the key to really being abundant and prosperous in today's world as a spiritual person?
Well, you know, it really, there's an infinite boundless supply of money. It is infinite and it is boundless. And because anybody can have the amount of money they want to have. It's really up to your inner beliefs and what you believe about it. And maybe throw some past lifetimes in there too, what you brought up from past lifetimes. But it's really God wants you to have the riches, all the riches. They're all there. And all the prosperity and abundance in many areas of your life, not just money, but health is wealth, and so are personal relationships. There is so much wealth out there that we want to start off having it within ourselves, the inner abundance within ourselves, meaning we have the belief systems that match what we say we want in the outer world. And like when I was a stockbroker, it was just amazing to see people's different belief systems at play. And I had people who were multi-millionaires who were people like Doug Hale, president of Black & Decker, and I had people that were just could just, they did their $2,000 a year IRA, and that was it. It was interesting to see the different belief systems amongst all of them. And it's because I got to know these people really well. Even though I had a bunch of clients, nobody really wants to know how much you know until they know how much you care, and I really cared about these people. So it was just interesting to watch that whole phenomenon back then. And so I think it's very important to upgrade your belief systems and to know that you can do whatever you want to do. It may be that you don't even know exactly what you came here to do yet. I certainly didn't. I had two passions. I loved being a stockbroker. I mean, I loved it. But also, I loved doing what I do now. And so who would think that I would go from being a stockbroker to being an energy healer? I didn't even have any desire to do so, Darius. I had no desire to be a healer when I became a healer. And so all of you out there, when you think that you're going to have to probably prepare for a long time for your career, and you think it's going to have to be something you're going to have to know about, work towards, not necessarily so. Sometimes you just don't know what's going to come out of left field. And so for all of you out there maybe thinking about doing something, a career that you really feel drawn to, that's how you know, if you have this passion in your heart. And that's how I knew about this, that after I got that attunement for healing back in 95, and started working on people, I just couldn't let it go, Darius. I didn't know, just go figure, I didn't know, but I had the passion. And I'm sure that a lot of people out there, you're beautiful, wonderful people on this call, know what I'm talking about when you have the passion. Darius, you certainly have the passion.
Well, the funny thing, the interesting thing is that, you know, the story, me and Ann, goes back a long way, that before I started this series, I actually was going to have Ann on, and Ann said, well, I want to do some work with you. I want to actually imprint you with the confidence of a Richard Branson, you know, the determination of a Donald Trump, and, you know, it was like the love of a Gandhi, and it was all of these unique characteristics to help me really release fear, and the rest is history. Together with her help, this event, and obviously, you know, I had to do my part for sure, really has expanded beyond anything anyone could imagine in even the whole space of teaching and healing. And so, Anne, I mean, I appreciate your work on a personal level as well.
So I'm gonna thank you, Darius. I'm gonna let everybody out there just know a little bit about me.
That I have
worked really hard at this career, and I came from a majorly dysfunctional family. My family put the D in dysfunction. They really did. Bless their hearts. They really did. So I was always looking to fix me. In other words, I wanted to heal me. Even when I was a stockbroker, I wanted to heal me. And this goes back, my desire to heal me goes back 30 years. And so I tried everything. You know, I was on jet planes crisscrossing this country because I was a member of the Unity Church there in Naples, Florida. And pretty much on the inside track there, I put together a lecture series with them, and I imported who I wanted to speak. I imported Bernice Siegel, Wayne Dyer, Joan Borsenko, Edgar Mitchell, and on and on and on, and had to do the speak lecture series. And it was, and then you could tell if I was in the Course in Miracles, I imported Jerry Jampolsky, you know, and you could just tell where I was by who I imported. And I imported Larry Dossey and just all kinds of people. When non-local reality, I was reading about non-local reality. That was Larry Dossey, so I just imported him, you know, to speak. And so you could always, I was always on it. I was always trying to do something to improve me. And this was a quest. But when I became aware of this gift, I went, Eureka! Eureka! Mm. Oh, my goodness gracious. This does it so fast. How I thought, I learned how to do it at a distance, everybody. When I learned how to heal back in 1995, when I became aware of my gift, there were no books on distance healing, really. There weren't any books out there. I couldn't find them. I had to teach myself. And how I taught myself is a client of mine called on a Sunday. Her name is Sally. This is why I was working at Unity Church in Lee Summit, Missouri, at their headquarters there. I was senior director of development at Unity School of Christianity. And on weekends, I would take clients. And one of my clients, Sally, called on a Sunday, and she said, we're going to have to do it on the phone. I'm sick. I went, phone? I'd never done anything at a distance in my life. I mean, my short career as a healer was maybe 4 months, 5 months old at this point, 6 months maybe. And so I grabbed a teddy bear. So I thought, okay. Then I just put my hands on the bear's stomach because it was Sally's stomach, and I started to work on Sally through the bear. I mean, I didn't know I could do this, folks. I just made it up. I mean, I just went, this is my intuition working. I thought, what's the worst case scenario? It won't work, you know?
Yeah.
I guess about a half hour later, she was going to the mall, and I had a long-distance healing practice. And so I called up people across the United States. I said, give me something. And this is what I did with Bernie. I called Bernie Siegel up, and I said, give me something. You know, please. I mean, after a conversation. And he gave me something, and I just grabbed a hold of the bear, and I worked on Bernie over the phone. And Eureka, you know, he didn't have the issue. And so I would just call. And so that's
now,
how I
Bernie
learned how
to... Now, Bernie is a very, very well-known holistic doctor, has, you know, a lot of, I mean, huge credibility, and he literally, from what you did, had a healing.
Oh, yeah. If we had him on the phone, he'd tell you that. Oh, yeah. I mean, Bernie and I have been friends now for 22 years. And so he was just the first one I turned to, one of the first people I turned to when I knew I could do distance healing. I didn't know to call it distance healing. I just knew that you were there and I was here and you were getting healed. That's all I knew. I didn't know anything about quantum physics. But then I learned, you know, to heal myself because I had so many issues that I was carrying around from my past. And so this really cut down on my yearly expenses of trying to fix me and going crisscrossing this country. And so it's been quite the journey, and I've learned. I've followed my intuition, followed my guidance, and learned a lot in how to empower others and how to work with you. And what you're going to experience today is we're going to start off with some interesting work, and you will be amazed at how fast it happens. I know I'm amazed. I'm constantly amazed, Darius, how fast this works. And it works on such a profound level. And Darius is always, when I'm on one of his programs, he always says, well, the work increased again. Well, guess what, Darius? Since last time, the power of the work has increased again.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
And so it's just going to be better this time, even faster this time. And so that's my great joy is for everybody out there is to provide you with a way, easy and effortless, by just listening to my voice. And that's all you have to do is listen to my voice. You get healed of issues. You get programmed with issues. You get programmed with beliefs. And because I really believe, Darius, that, you know, if you don't believe differently, you're not going to produce differently. It's easy enough to heal you of your fears, everybody, or a worry, for instance, and you'll get to experience that today. But the big thing comes when, and you'll hear it, I'll explain how I do the healing work as I go through it, or God does it. Let me be really clear about this. I am not the healer. I don't know how to do healing. God is the healer. I know how to ask God for due healing, you know, but God is the healer. I know how to ask. I know how to do it as far as God, asking God. I know how to ask God to do the healing. I know how to ask God to do the healing. God does an incredible job, everybody. And so can I show them just a short piece of what I'm talking about? Darius.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That would be an awesome way to start. Yes.
Well, everybody, and I a lot of you have experienced this, a lot of you haven't. Does everybody out there can you worry about money? So that seems to be everybody's biggest challenge these days is around money. And that's what this teleseminar is on. And I just want to see if any of you can worry about money. And I want you to do your very best. I was just on somebody's teleseminar not too long ago, by the way, Darius. And she was just so excited because she was on a teleseminar like all of you. And she had just listened. She had worry about money that was, you know, a scale of 1 to 10 was a 12. And she was so excited as the host of the Stella Seminar about what the results she got after she got rid of that worry about money by listening to me on the Stella Seminar. She was just ecstatic, and so much so that she now has all her friends come listen whenever there's a teleseminar because her results were phenomenal. And she's not unique. They can be phenomenal for you, too. So this is going to sound like an unusual request. First of all, I'd like you to really, really, really worry about money, as much worry as you can get up about it. And then second, I'm going to ask you to hold on to it. See if you can't hold on to it. Try and hold on to it. I've never had anybody yet be able to do it, but this is always fun. And then after it's healed, I know what the reaction is going to be. The reaction is going to be, it's gone for now, but will it come back? It won't come back. It won't come back. So everybody, I'm going to just ask you to really worry about money. Just really do it. Really, really do it. And I'll kind of explain as we go along here the work that's being done by God, as you'll see right now. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. I ask God to heal 100% of all your worry that you have in your entire consciousness, in the physical, in the etheric now. The physical, in the etheric now. And thank you, God. I ask God to create a consciousness for you that is God's will for you and your highest and best good, and the highest and best good of all, that empowers you to no longer worry about money, to no longer worry about money, and there's something even better. And there's something even better that is God's will for you and your highest and best good, and the highest and best good of all. I ask God to create that consciousness for you now. And I thank you, God. I ask God to take that consciousness and practice a program and imprint your entire consciousness in the physical and etheric permanently for the next 20 years of that consciousness now. Now, did you hear what I asked God to do? This is a process you'll hear me go through all these different steps with. I ask God to heal your entire consciousness of that worry. But if we just heal the worry, everybody, and we don't put something in its place, then the worry will come back, okay? Because you cannot, you've got to have a different consciousness to no longer worry. So the worry got healed. Then I ask God to create a different consciousness for you that was God's will for you and your highest and best good and the highest and best good of all that empowered you to no longer worry about money, that you, a consciousness that empowered you to no longer worry about money and there's something even better. And there's something even better. Because when I say something even better, God always puts something even better in there. And it's usually much better than just the consciousness that empowers you to no longer worry about money. And then I just asked it to be programmed in. Now, every time you listen to this recording, if you're here live or you're listening to the replay, all you have to do is listen to the recording or give it to your loved ones and let them listen to it, and they'll also be healed of the worry about money. Now, I've got a few more processes we're going to go through here. I just wanted to stop right there, Darius, and give them a thumbnail of what's going on here. And so what we're going to do, we're going to go to your what you got from your mother and father, because normally – if you worry about money, you got it from your parents. And where'd they get it? They got it from their parents. So then we're going to go to your lineage, and we'll heal your lineage. Then after that, this is really fun, too. I'll ask God to heal the negative charges, all negative thoughts and memories that you have in your conscious, subconscious mind, going all the way back to the time you were conceived, that were created every time you worried about money. Can you imagine how much was created? So you don't want that in your conscious, subconscious mind. You certainly don't.
Wow.
And then we may do the skeleton in your body.
Pardon? I want everyone to let us know kind of like what's going on as we do this work. You know, should they try to worry about money and see if they can hold on to that? Because it would be very cool to see what's going on all around the world right now with people go through this.
We already made a pretty serious dent in it, but we're going to make a huge dent in it right now. Mm. I'm going to show them the whole process now, Darius. That's what's great. Please let us know. I really want to hear from you. I really, really do. All over the world. Wow. That's great. So we're going to go on to the next. We're going to heal it in your parents, in what you got from your parents. So thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. I ask God to miraculously heal in your entire consciousness. You got from your mother and father, I'll worry about money now. I'll worry about money now. And thank you, God. I ask God to create a consciousness for you that is God's will for you and your highest and best good, the highest and best good of all, that empowers you to no longer worry about money and or something even better that is God's will for you and your highest and best good. And I ask God to take that consciousness to create that consciousness now. And thank you, God, to take that consciousness and miraculously program and imprint the entire consciousness you got from your mother and father, the physical and etheric permanently for the next 50 years of that consciousness now. Once again, I ask God to create a consciousness for you that is God's will for you and your highest and best good that empowers you to no longer worry about money and or something even better. Even better. And I've got to create that consciousness for you now. And take you guys, God, to take that consciousness and miraculously program and imprint the entire consciousness you got from your mother and father and the physical, the etheric, permanently for the next 50 years of that consciousness now. Now, we're going to go on to your lineage, because that's where you've got this worry about money in your lineage, too, and every person in your lineage, more than likely. So what we're going to do is going to ask God, thank you, God, ask you, thank you, God, as God miraculously heals that all that worry about money in every person in your lineage, every generation going back 10 generations, in the physical and the etheric now. The physical and the etheric now. Once again, I ask God to miraculously permanently heal all worry that you have in your lineage, worry that you have about money in every person in your lineage, every generation going back 10 generations, in the physical and the etheric now. The physical and the etheric now. And ask God to lock any of that piece of work that we just did. I ask God to lock it in permanently as it would be God's will for you and your highest and best good now. And thank you, God, as it is God's will for you and your highest and best good, I ask God to create a consciousness for you that is God's will for you and your highest and best good, the highest and best good of all, that empowers you to no longer worry about money, that empowers you to no longer worry about money, enter something even better. Even better, ask God to create that consciousness for you now. And ask God to take that consciousness and miraculously program and imprint every person in your lineage, every generation going back 10 generations in the physical and the etheric, permanently, for the next 50 years so that consciousness now. There, that was a big piece done. Now, we're not finished, everybody. We want to go over and we want to go to the negative charges on negative thoughts and memories you have created in your conscious, subconscious mind when you worried about money. I found that it's more effective if I do it one at a time rather than grouping them as the thoughts and memories. So first, let's do the thoughts. So thank you, God. I ask God to miraculously permanently heal the negative charge and all the negative thoughts that you have in your conscious, subconscious mind going all the way back to the time you were conceived. They were created when you worried about money. And ask God to miraculously permanently heal the negative charges, all those negative thoughts, going all the way back to the time you're conceived now. And thank you, God. I ask God to miraculously permanently heal the negative charge of all negative memories you have, your conscious, subconscious mind, going all the way back to the time you were conceived. They were created when you worried about money. And thank you, God. Ask God to miraculously permanently heal the negative charges, all those negative memories in your conscious, subconscious mind, going all the way back to the time you were conceived now. Wow. There's a lot of negative memories there.
Wow.
Yeah, going all the way back to conceived. Now, that's going on. So we cleared out your conscious and your subconscious mind, the thoughts and memories that you experienced every time you worried about money. And so it makes it really hard for you to ever get a hold of that worry about money. But we're going to do one more, Darius, that I've never done on your show. We're going to go through everybody's cells. It depends upon, you have 400... million or billion, it depends upon who you talk to, how many cells you got. So you got a lot. You got a lot. 400 million to a billion, or, the people don't really know. So as it is God's will for you and your highest and best good, the highest best good of all, and every cell in your body from the top of your head to the tip of your toes, and all 400 million or 1 billion or 1 trillion, 1 trillion cells, 1 trillion cells from the top of your head to the tip of your toes, I ask God to miraculously permanently heal all worry that you have about money in every one of those cells, in the physical and the etheric now. In the physical and the etheric now. In the physical and the etheric now. In every one of your cells that God goes in, I'm going to ask God to continue just to go in every one of your cells, no matter where they are. From the top of your head, the tip of your toes, and heal 100% of all worry about money that you have in every one of those cells with a negative charge or negative thoughts and memories that you have in every one of those cells and cells that were created when you worried about money now. That God just heals it now. God heals the negative charge, all those negative thoughts and memories, to every one of your cells on the top of your head, to the tip of your toes now. Now, I'm going to ask everybody just to take a deep breath, just breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth, letting all the air go out of your lungs. And notice if you can worry about money. Just notice. I don't think they can, Darius.
I just am laughing. I feel like just kind of bubbly. I feel my skin's tingling. Let me try to think about worrying about money. I can't really worry about anything, to be quite honest with you. It's just
good.
Like this.
We did that.
Flood.
It's like a just
plug.
Let us, what's going on with you? If you can no longer worry about money, let us know. And if you can worry about money, let us know. Now, what happens, Darius, in a lot of this, when you worry, you think, well, it's still something there. What it is people mistake the fear of lack of money with worry about money. It's hard for some people to distinguish the difference between worry and fear. It's very easy for me, but it's not easy for everybody. They're kind of split down the middle. about people who can really distinguish fears from worries. But a fear is very different, has a different energetic signature than a worry does. So if you still have something, you might have fear of lack of money, you might believe that there's never enough money. There's all kinds of varieties of things that we have. But on a different note here, what I'd like to do next is I would love to empower you. Now, I don't do it. God's going to empower you to know that you deserve to have financial prosperity. And the reason I want to do this, because anything that you believe that you deserve, you draw to you. That's good and bad, by the way.
Okay. Yes,
yeah, if you
I can
put
see
the
that.
Word deserve in front of it, boy, it's going to come like a freight train. So everybody, just check out, and even if you believe that you deserve to have financial prosperity, because I've had been on events and talked to people where they believe that they did deserve it, but maybe your deserving is at a 4, and what we're going to do is ramp it up to an 8 or a 9 by doing this piece of work. So we're going to increase your belief that you deserve to have financial prosperity. So here we go. Thank you, God. I ask God to create a consciousness for you that is God's will for you and your highest and best good that empowers you to know that you deserve to have financial prosperity. And ask God to create that consciousness now. And ask God to put the feelings and emotions of joy with that consciousness now. And ask God to take that consciousness and radically program and imprint your entire consciousness in the physical and etheric permanently for the next 50 years for that consciousness now. And thank you, God. Once again, I ask God to create a consciousness for you that is God's will for you and your highest and best good, the highest and best good of all, that empowers you to know that you deserve to have financial prosperity. And I ask God to create that consciousness for you now. Ask God to put the feelings and emotions of joy with that consciousness now. And I ask God to take that consciousness and actually program and imprint the entire consciousness you got from your mother and father in the physical and the etheric permanently for the next 50 years with that consciousness now. Now we're going to go on to your lineage, because you want this in your lineage too. You want every person in your lineage going back 10 generations. Woo-hoo. That's a lot of people. His nephew. That's a lot of folks. So thank you, God. I ask for a consciousness for you that is God's will for you and your highest and best good and the highest and best good of all that empowers you to know that you deserve to have financial prosperity. And I ask God to create that consciousness for you now. And ask God to put the feelings and emotions of joy for that consciousness now. And ask God to take that consciousness of the miraculously program and imprint every person in your lineage, every generation, going back 10 generations, in the physical, in the etheric, in the physical, in the etheric, permanently for the next 50 years, with that consciousness now. With that consciousness now. And everybody, I'm going to just ask you to take a deep breath. Just breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth. There you go. There you go. And the reason I put the feelings of joy in with that consciousness, and I really wanted you to know what it's like to have, when you put an emotion with a belief, it skyrockets. You're giving it jet fuel. You're giving, when you put emotions, when you're all emotional about something, good or bad, you're really at picking up the speed at which you're going to manifest it. But that's the reason I put joy, because that's one of the highest vibrations out there. You know, in Emoto, the gentleman who did the water experiments, he crystallized this water, and he could tell by the way it acted when he did certain things to it. You know, the vibrational frequency of love and of gratitude, and certainly joy. The vibratory frequency was extremely high. And so, how are you feeling now, Darius?
Well, I feel just really light. I mean, really light, really airy. A lot of energy, bubbly. I feel almost like a kid again. You know, I usually feel pretty good, but I feel really good. And, you know, it's not just me, because I am one person, but we've got a bunch of people writing in. LJ, actually, from Littleton, said, when Anne asked God to clear my cells, my hands and forearms that were actually resting palms up on my lap started trembling violently. So, Anne, what happened there? I mean, what does that mean?
I'm sorry, what did you say, Darius?
LJ from Littleton wrote in, said, when Anne asked God to clear my cells, my hands and forearms that were resting palms up on my lap started trembling violently. Wow.
Now that, you know, what happens is when you go through that many cells and you clear something out of there, out of that many cells, can you imagine if you're sensitive to energy? If you're sensitive to energy,
LJ is very sensitive.
Feel that.
Yeah. Wow. Well, We've got Paula as well from Los Altos. She wrote in and said, this is pretty cool. I think this is cool because I was watching my roses bloom in my yard. It said, during the process, I felt like a flower bud that was tightly wrapped up. And as the process continued, I felt the bud start to unfurl. I got a flash that we are all flowers on the vine unfurling. You know, when we release that fear, that worry about money, about whether we're good enough, I mean, we really unfurl and become everything that we always are. We had Diane from Portugal, beautiful Diane. She says, this is exactly how I feel, like you, Darius. I am constantly laughing. This is great. Another person, Vicky, they're just flying in now. So everyone, let us know what's going on with you. Vicky said, I started coughing, and then I started yawning, then I started getting sleepy. Oh, my goodness, this is amazing. Energy is rushing through my body. I'm tingling all over. Now, that happens a lot. When people yawn and all that, is that sort of a release, or what is that?
It's exactly what it is. It's a release. Actually, what it does is you're opening up all your chakras, and the work is working faster in you when you yawn.
Also
the energy centers of your body. It just when you yawn, it just speeds it all up. Just like the deep breathing. Yeah, when you breathe deeply, it does. And now that everybody out there, you deserve to have financial prosperity. And when you believe you deserve it, you'll draw opportunities and experiences to you that will empower you to have more prosperity. You'll draw people into your life. You'll draw job opportunities into your life. And as long as you do the action to go along with it, you'll have more prosperity, absolutely more prosperity. And next, I would love to do, Darius, is that most people don't believe in themselves and their ability to create the financial abundance that you desire. And I think that believing in yourself to do this is very important. What do you think, Darius?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, absolutely. We were talking about that earlier, that it's that belief that you deserve it that brings, it's like it serves it to you like on a platter. When you deserve, you get it.
When you believe in yourself, and your ability to create the financial abundance you desire, when you believe in yourself and your ability to create the financial abundance you desire, you need to really believe in yourself to do that.
Yes.
Let me show you what that feels like to really believe in yourself and your ability to create the financial abundance that you desire. Because I just don't want to just heal the worries and the fears, which that is pretty easy to do. You've got to have a different consciousness. In order to really have financial prosperity, this is the next one we're going to do. So here we go. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. I ask God to create a consciousness for you that is God's will for you and your highest and best good and the highest and best good of all that empowers you to believe in yourself and your ability to create the financial abundance you desire and or something even better. And ask God to create that consciousness for you now. And ask God to put the feelings and emotions of joy with that consciousness. And ask God to take that consciousness and directly program and imprint your entire consciousness, the physical and etheric permanently for the next 50 years of that consciousness now. And thank you, God. Once again, I ask God to create a consciousness for you that is God's will for you and your highest and best good, that empowers you to believe in yourself and your ability to create the financial abundance you desire. And I ask God to create that consciousness for you now. And I ask God to put the feelings and emotions of joy with that consciousness now. And thank you, God. I ask God to take that consciousness and radically program and imprint the entire consciousness you got from your mother and father in the physical and etheric permanently for the next 50 years with that consciousness now. And once again, I ask God to create a consciousness for you that is God's will for you and your highest and best good, that empowers you to believe in yourself and your ability to create the financial abundance you desire and or something even better. And there's something even better that is God's will for you and your highest and best good, the highest best good of all. And ask God to create that consciousness for you now. Ask God to take that consciousness and directly program and imprint every person in your lineage, every generation going back 10 generations, in the physical and etheric permanently for the next 50 years. But that consciousness now. And ask God to lock that in permanently in everyone, the person in your lineage, every generation, going back 10 generations, in physical and etheric permanently for the next 50 years. So that consciousness now. And thank you, God. Once again, I ask God to create a consciousness for you that is God's will for you and your highest and best good and the highest and best good of all, that empowers you to really believe in yourself and your ability to create the financial abundance you desire. And ask God to create that consciousness for you now. And ask God to take that consciousness and directly program and imprint every person in your lineage, every generation going back 10 generations of the physical and the etheric, permanently for the next 50 years of that consciousness now. And once again, I ask God once again to create a consciousness for you that is God's will for you and your highest and best good. And the highest and best good of all that empowers you to believe in yourself and your ability to create the financial abundance you desire and or something even better. And ask God to create that consciousness for you now. Ask God to put the feelings and emotions of joy with that consciousness. And ask God to take that consciousness. And once again, that God miraculously programs and imprints your entire consciousness in the physical and the etheric permanently for the next 50 years with that consciousness now. There. I think we got it, Darius.
Oh, my gosh. I was thinking to myself, I could just listen to this and let this soak in all day. It's like nourishment for my whole being. And just as I said that, Jessica wrote in, and she said, I feel really calm. My whole body is relaxed. I could listen to Anne forever. That's what I was thinking myself.
It is relaxing. People say it's relaxing, but it's the relaxing to no longer have that. When you no longer have that worry, and then you really believe in yourself and your ability to do this, it really makes you relax. And go, that feels good.
Just wrote in, and really quick, she wrote in, she said, she's in Austin, Texas. She said, I stopped in my tracks, and I couldn't move during that clearing. I felt a lot of odd sensations, and I was also having flashes of memories of my mom's fears about money, and get this, when she was 2 years old. Those memories, she probably can't even remember right now, were coming in. She said, I was always aware of my mom's fears while she was pregnant with me, and at one point, I suddenly cried, and then it just stopped just as abruptly. Thanks for this, Anne. Is it gone?
Well, thank you for letting us know.
Wow.
Thank you. No, that brings up a good... I'm glad you read that one, Darius, because yes. What I'd like to do with everybody, seeing how she brought it up, I want you to bring up all your negative memories about money, and I'm sure you've got plenty. You know, some of you probably have a lot. So what we're going to do is heal the negative charge and all those negative memories. You may say we don't have enough time for you to bring them all up.
Yeah.
It's amazing when we start doing this process. You just bring them up, okay? That's all you have to do, and we'll heal them. God will heal them, the negative charge. And you'll watch. They won't be there. You won't be able to find them anymore. And some people just kind of, they go, I can't find the memories because they'll be gone. So let me just show you, Darius and everybody, how this works. So you bring up the negative memories. As I start here, I want you to bring up all the negative memories you have about money and anything else if you want to bring them up, but certainly about money. And bring up negative memories about anything else. And this will work no matter what you bring up the negative memories on. So thank you, God. I ask God to miraculously heal 100% of the negative charges and all negative memories as you bring them up now. Thank you, God. I ask God to miraculously heal the negative charges and all negative memories as you bring them up now. Thank you, God. I ask God to miraculously heal the negative charges and all negative memories as you bring them up now. Thank you, God. I ask God to miraculously heal the negative charges, all negative memories, as you bring them up now. I ask God to miraculously heal the negative charges, all negative memories, as you bring them up now. Thank you, God. I ask God to miraculously heal the negative charges, all negative memories, as you continue to bring them up now. Thank you, God. I ask God to miraculously heal the negative charges, all negative memories, as you continue to bring them up now. Thank you, God. I ask God to miraculously heal the negative charges, all negative memories, as you continue to bring them up now. Thank you, God. I ask God to heal the negative charges, all negative memories, as you continue to bring them up now. Thank you, God. I ask God to heal the negative charges, all negative memories, as you continue to bring them up now. Now we're going to go on to thoughts. I want you to think just with negative thoughts. I want you to bring up all your negative thoughts that you can about money and everything else. And the same thing's going to happen, Darius. And so, Darius, okay. I invite you to bring up all your negative thoughts, any negative thoughts you could possibly bring up. And we'll just see what happens here with you and the entire audience. So thank you, God. I ask God to miraculously heal the negative charge, all negative thoughts as you bring them up now. Thank you, God. I ask God to miraculously heal the negative charge, all negative thoughts as you bring them up now. Thank you, God, ask God to heal the negative charge, all negative thoughts as you bring them up now. Thank you, God, ask God to heal the negative charge, all the negative thoughts as you bring them up now. Thank you, God, ask God to heal the negative charge, all negative thoughts as you bring them up now. Thank you, God, ask God to heal the negative charge, all negative thoughts as you bring them up now. Thank you, God, ask God to heal the negative charge, all negative thoughts as you bring them up now. Thank you, God, ask God to heal the negative charge, all negative thoughts as you bring them up now. Thank you, God, ask God to heal the negative charge, all negative thoughts as you bring them up now. Thank you, God, ask God to heal the negative charge, all negative thoughts as you bring them up now. Thank you, God, ask God to heal the negative charge on negative thoughts as you bring them up now. Thank you, God, ask God to heal the negative charge on negative thoughts as you bring them up now. Thank you, God, ask God to heal the negative charge on negative thoughts as you bring them up now. Ask God to heal the negative charge on negative thoughts as you bring them up now. Ask God to heal the negative charge on negative thoughts as you bring them up now. Well, Darius, I'm going to check in with you and see, can you bring up any negative thoughts or memories anymore?
I really can't, and I mean this from the depths of my heart. The vibration is so high that there's nothing comes into my field of consciousness that is low vibration. I want to hear what other people are experiencing. Really try to do that if you're listening in, because I think this is what this high energy intention movement is all about, and the U.S. Revolution is what Anne is doing with us right now. It's not coming in. And when it doesn't come in, your life unfolds in huge ways. So please let us know. Anne, why is it not? I mean, why is it not coming in? Is it just because it's such a high stepped up vibration right now?
Well, the reason it isn't coming in is because I asked you to bring up every negative memory and negative thought. And when you clear up, you just think of it all, you get it cleared up. Then it's not that it's not coming in anymore. It's just not there to come in, Darius. It no longer exists.
Wow.
So it can't come in. In other words, when I sit down and I do a recording of this work I just did for you, for everybody in our listening audience, I did this recording for all of you. You know, live or recorded, it doesn't matter. And I listen to it. I bring up all my negative thoughts and memories that I could possibly bring up. They go away too, and I can't bring up any more negative thoughts and memories. It's like they're gone, because once you take the negative charge off them, they disappear. They're no longer around for you to bring up. So
well,
it's
Cheryl
exactly
wrote
what
in.
Happened.
Yeah, well, Cheryl wrote in, and she said, Anne, that it actually released her headache. I mean, that, you know, she was thinking so many worryful thoughts, because she says in her own words, I'm a thinker, and I become really emotional, that Anne's work's actually releasing my headaches.
Yeah, it will. That's exactly. If she's a warrior and she has negative thoughts and she's always bringing them up, that would have done it for her. And what she might want to do, and everybody wants to do, is come back and listen to the replay of this and bring up your negative thoughts and memories. Once you know this works, come back and listen to it. Dig up. I don't care if you were 5 years old or you were 15 years old or 20 years old. Go back to every negative thought and every negative memory you ever had and just bring it up. I don't care who it's about. Think about the people that you dislike the most. You know, hopefully it's not a lot of those, but there could be. And just bring things. You don't want to be carrying around negative thoughts and memories about them. You know, think about that. Think about, you know, if you had a situation in your life where it was really upsetting to you, maybe something happened between you and your parents years ago, and that thing has haunted you, and it just bothers you so much. Just listen to that piece of work and bring up all the thoughts and memories about it, and they'll be healed, and the situation will be diminished. It's so far down, it'll be incredible for you. It'll be just incredible. So that's just what you need to do with this piece of work. It'll really help you a lot. And it will help you not draw in the negativity into your life by healing the negative charge and those thoughts and memories. So, Darius, you're right. That's exactly what happens, is you feel like you're in this vibrational frequency bubble where it's much higher vibration. You can't bring anything negative in because it's been healed.
Yes.
So
wow.
You nail the head. And,
wow.
You know, the next one I'd like to do for everybody is that, you know, that How many people out there believe that making money is a struggle to make money? Anybody out there believes it's a struggle to make money? It's really a struggle. For a lot of people, they just believe that, and it's true. It becomes true for you because you believe it, you draw it to you. I mean, this is how it works. As good things, you know, negative, positive, universe, you know, it just delivers as you believe. So
right.
I just like get into the belief that making money is a struggle, and just see if you can get into that. Just take the time and just see. And what happens, Darius, even though some people might not believe they believe that, what they'll come away with is they'll come away with feeling better. They won't know why they're better, but it will because their belief in making money is a struggle has been eliminated. Let me show you what I mean by that so we can get started, so they can see the end result, which is wonderful. So thank you, God, as God miraculously and permanently heals your entire consciousness in the physical etheric of the belief that making money is a struggle. That's a struggle to make money. And ask God to heal that in your entire consciousness, the physical etheric now. So thank you, God. I ask God to miraculously heal in your entire consciousness in the physical and etheric the belief that making money is a struggle. Ask God to miraculously heal that in your entire consciousness in the physical and etheric now. And thank you, God. Ask God to create a consciousness for you that is God's will for you and your highest and best good. That empowers you to no longer believe that making money is a struggle. And there's something even better that is God's will for you. And your highest, best good, the highest, best good of all. Ask God to create that consciousness for you now. Ask God to take that consciousness and actually program and imprint your entire consciousness in the physical etheric permanently for the next 50 years to that consciousness now. And thank you, God, in the entire consciousness that you got from your mother and father, I'm going to ask God to heal and the entire consciousness you got from your mother and father believes that making money is a struggle. That making money is a struggle, and the entire consciousness you got from your mother and father in the physical and the etheric now. And thank you, God. Ask God to create a consciousness for you that is God's will for you and your highest and best good that empowers you to no longer believe that making money is a struggle and is something even better that is God's will for you and the highest and best good, the highest and best good of all. And I ask God to create that consciousness for you now. Ask God to put the feelings and emotions of joy with that consciousness now. And ask God to take that consciousness and radically program and imprint your entire consciousness you got from your mother and father in the physical and the etheric permanently for the next 50 years for that consciousness now. And thank you, God, going to your lineage, every person in your lineage, every generation, going back 10 generations, I ask God to directly and permanently heal the belief that making money is a struggle. And every person in your lineage, every generation, going back 10 generations, in the physical and the etheric now. And as God does this, I ask God to just heal that, just make it a permanent healing in every person in your lineage. So once again, I ask God to directly heal in every person in your lineage, every generation, going back 10 generations, the physical and the etheric, the belief that making money is a struggle. That's a struggle to make money. That's a struggle to make money. I ask God to heal in every person in your lineage, every generation, going back 10 generations, in the physical and the etheric, that making money is a struggle, in the physical and etheric permanently now. I ask God to create a consciousness for you that is God's will for you and your highest and best good that empowers you to no longer believe that making money is a struggle. And there's something even better that is God's will for you and your highest and best good. And I ask God to create that consciousness for you now. Ask God to put the feelings and emotions of joy with that consciousness. I ask God to take that consciousness and radically program and imprint every person in your lineage, every generation, going back 10 generations of the physical and the etheric, pearly for the next 50 years of that consciousness now. There we go. Now what we're going to do, I'm going to ask God to heal the negative charge, the negative thoughts that you've ever had when you just believe that making money is a struggle. So thank you, God. I ask God to directly permanently heal the negative charge, the negative thoughts that you have, the conscious, subconscious mind that you created going back all the way back to the time you were conceived, whenever you believed that making money is a struggle. I ask God to directly heal the negative charges, all those negative thoughts in your conscious, subconscious mind going back to the time you were conceived now. And thank you, God. I ask God to directly heal the negative charge, the negative memories that you have in your conscious, your subconscious mind going all the way back to the time you were conceived, that were created every time you thought that making money is a struggle. You created negative memories. So I'm going to ask God to miraculously heal the negative charges and all those negative memories, your conscious, subconscious mind going all the way back to the time you were conceived, every time you believe that making money is a struggle. And I ask God to heal the negative charges and all those negative memories, your conscious, subconscious mind going all the way back to the time you conceived now. Now we're going to do in your cells of your body, and all that one trillion cells that you have from the top of your head to the tip of your toes, all those cells, no matter if it's a liver cell or a heart cell or a brain cell, doesn't matter. I'm going to ask God to directly permanently heal the negative charge, all negative thoughts and all negative memories that you have, and that all those cells with physical and etheric that were created every time you believe that making money is a struggle. I ask God to directly heal the negative charge, all those negative thoughts and memories, and every cell in the physical and etheric permanently forevermore now. Permanently forevermore now. Boy, you had a few in those cells. Have you in those cells. Just take a deep breath, everybody. Just breathe in through your nose, out through your mouth, just letting all the air. There you go, Darius. And that's the same as a big yawn. It just integrates the work throughout you. It does the same thing.
So, I've been yawning like 5 times during that. I mean, it's incredible. What's happening to me, I mean, is the air around me seems like really cool and cold, actually, and like really light. It just, everything feels brighter. It just feels very different. We're getting a lot of that coming in from people like Paula and Sharon. They're all saying a lot of different things, but basically the same thing, like a lot more light, a lot of things coming in, shifting. I mean, it's unbelievable the things that you should hear what's coming in on my side, and it's amazing.
It is, and they all deserve amazing things to happen to them, they just really deserve to have amazing things happen to them. And I would like to do one last thing, Darius, and I'll do it real quick, because it won't take very long. But I would just leave people with a happy feeling too. Happy. Okay. And so thank you, God, as it is God's will for you and your highest and best good, and the highest and best good of all. I ask God to create consciousness for you that empowers you to be happy, that empowers you to feel happy. And I ask God to put the feelings and emotions of happiness with that consciousness now. And I ask God to take that consciousness directly, program and imprint your entire consciousness as a physical etheric permanently for the next 50 years with that consciousness now. And thank you, God, as God, to create a consciousness for you that is God's will for you at your highest and best good and the highest and best good of all that empowers you to feel happy. To feel happy, and ask God to create that consciousness for you now. Ask God to put the feelings and emotions of happiness with that consciousness down. Ask God to take that consciousness and remarkably program and imprint the entire consciousness you got from your mother and father in the physical and etheric permanently for the next 50 years for that consciousness down. And thank you, God. I ask God to create a consciousness for you that is God's will for you and your highest and best good that empowers you to feel happy. Ask God to create that consciousness for you now. And I ask God to put the feelings and emotions of happiness with that consciousness down. And thank you, God. I ask God to take that consciousness and remarkably program and imprint every person in your lineage, every generation, going back 10 generations, in the physical and etheric, permanently for the next 50 years with that consciousness now. Now, everybody just take a deep breath, just breathing in through your nose, and out through your mouth, feeling all the air go out of your lungs. There you go.
Wow.
And what we'll do, this is a real vibrational frequency raiser, too. Every piece of work today is a vibrational frequency raiser. But as you raise your vibratory frequency, which we just did, and you feel happy, you know, it just makes you feel so much more alive, so much like you can go out, do things, and create miracles in your life. How does that feel to you, Darius?
It feels incredible. And, I mean, what people are writing in is just amazing. So, absolutely, let's do it.
Well, that's it. Do you feel happy, Darius?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I want to hear from everybody. Let's see what's going on in the group. Paul said, I feel like we are in the field, plowing through negative thoughts and memories. I have layer after layer, and I know that there could be more. I have to listen again and again to keep going through this. Another person said, I felt and saw a shifting force, and I keep seeing golden beams of light rotating and delivering to me such a lightness. I've been yawning ever since. The person said, I was able at first to bring up negative memories about money, but during this last clearing, I can only think about fun. Fun money memories. I love it. I love that. That is so great.
That's wonderful. Fun money memories. Those fun money memories will get you a whole lot more money. Because if they're fun, you energy out to the universe, and when you cancel out all the negativity, Darius, then that really positive stuff manifests so much faster. I mean, it's hard.
Well,
a push pull. You're sending out real positive thoughts, and real positive beliefs, and you got real positive emotions going, and then you're sending out negative thoughts and negative beliefs and negative emotions going about it. So it's kind of a tug of war. And so the more you can release this, the negativity, the more the positive. We certainly did a lot of positive today. You know, the more it just manifests, the easier it manifests in your life. That's why I've been a David Hawkins fan of the book Power vs. Force probably, I don't know, for 6 years. I've probably sold 500 of his books over that time through just recommending them on teleseminars I've been on and buying them for friends. And I just, you know, I'm a real big David Hawkins fan. And that scale that he has on Power vs. Force, you just keep raising your vibratory frequency on that scale every time you get rid of the negativity. And as you move up that scale, as you get higher in vibration, it's just easier to manifest the good things because you have a lot higher vibrations to do that with. You don't have all those negative vibrations holding you back, so that's why we're doing it this way. Does this make sense?
Oh, yes. I mean, you know, I remember reading something the other day. It was kind of cool, and they were talking about, you know, that joy will bring in more opportunity and abundance and money or whatever you want to call what you want to create in your life. But on the other hand, money will never bring you joy. So it's kind of like it's the joy, it's the happiness that brings all the opportunities, not the other way around.
Exactly. You're exactly right. You're exactly right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Well, everyone is just primed up here. I mean, this is just incredible. And, I mean, what are some of the people, as you've done this work for so many years now, I mean, what are some of the stories that just astound you, even to this day, where you go, oh, wow, I can't believe that happened to that person, or does anything astound you anymore?
Well, I had a person I did some work with yesterday because I was trying out some new work with, some new things. And honest to God, she had $12,000 show up. Today.
Oh, wow.
And she was about ready to pick up the phone.
From yesterday.
Yeah. Mm. And she was just about to pick up the phone to call me when I called her because I even want to try an even newer piece of work out on her that I've never done with anybody before. And so she said, I was just about to sit down and email you when you called. She said, that was so weird. And so, yes. And so that's a story that happened just today about money. And so once she clears, now she's been doing this work for a year with me. And we've had stories, my 21 days of healing and prayer that I've been doing. We've had people who never, you know, they haven't had any financial prosperity or abundance. It's just really been dragging, been slogging it through. And all of a sudden, I mean, money can show up, you know, with money that they didn't even know was due to them. And we even had,
right.
We had people who had situations, serious situations in their life going on monetarily, and they sailed through them.
Mm.
They sailed through them, Darius, sailed through them. In other words, they didn't let them drag it down. And so I think this is a real victory, too. When people are going through serious financial situations and they're happy, they're fine. They're not stressed out. I think that's the secret of life. That's the secret sauce of life. No matter what you're going through, that it doesn't drag you down. You're just not happy in the up times, because if you wanted that, you came to the wrong planet. There's ups and downs on this planet. Ups and downs, a lot of them. And so, but the whole secret sauce is that during the down times, and this is where you get into that higher levels of the vibrational frequencies, you get the higher levels. And what the higher levels mean when you get to things like self-realization is you really don't experience, then when the down times come, you don't experience them as down times. And you bounce back so much faster. And so those are some of the just outstanding stories that people have had, people that have had just trying financial times, and all of a sudden that they, one opportunity after the other comes their way. Opportunity at one door, when the next door opens, the next door opens, the next door opens, suddenly they're just doing mediocre work before, now they're getting awards for their outstanding work that they do. I had one lady who was incredible. Her work was okay. She was an interior designer for big corporations. And all of a sudden,
right,
she started getting big awards. People were noticing her and giving her big awards for her work. And she was like a hermit almost at home. And her whole life opened up. She has a wonderful life, a social life, a wonderful social life. And she used to wake up every morning with fears. On a scale of 1 to 10, she woke up with fears to about a 9 in terms of intensity. And guess what? She doesn't have any fears anymore. I mean, just incredible stories. I think these are stories that everybody can relate to. Everybody can relate to these stories. And because these are people like you are. They're people just like you that have had extraordinary results. And you can have extraordinary results, too. Absolutely extraordinary results. You deserve them, too. You deserve the extraordinary results. It's my job to give them to you. I mean, it's God's job, but do the work.
I mean,
so, Darius, let me tell them about my special offer here that I've got. And this is really a prosperity special offer that I have for all of you. And do you have a URL? Can I push a button there, Darius, to go and see this? Because there's a lot here, everybody. That's the reason I'd like you to be looking at the page. It's because there's an awful lot. And with this prosperity and abundance package, it's incredible to see all that's available to you. And the first part is just exactly what we've been talking about. In fact, the two issues that I did not do that I think a lot of people have, you'll really benefit from these recordings. How many of you out there have the fear of lack of money? If you have the fear of lack of money, it'll be healed, just like the worry about money did. If you have the belief that there's never enough money, that will be healed too. In fact, there's 12 different issues concerning money here that will be healed. The fear of losing money will be eliminated. Does anybody have a fear of losing money? How about the fear of being unemployed? You know, a lot of people have that fear of being unemployed. Even though you may be employed, people, because they listen to the news and they get that fear going, they have the fear of being unemployed. Or the fear of losing your nest egg. People have the fear of being poor. And there's somebody there to look at. That's why I hope you're on the page so you could follow along here, so you can see all you get in this package. And next, the worries and fears about change, the future, and the unknown will be eliminated. The worries and fears about change, the future, and the unknown. I had a friend of mine that recently went to a weekend workshop. They asked everybody what their greatest fear was, and most people said the fear of the unknown.
Mm.
He came back and told me that. And wow. So you'll eliminate the fear of the future. A lot of people have fear of the future. Fear of change. Oh, so many people have fear of change. We have so much change going on around us right now. And they have the fear of the unknown. And all three of those will be eliminated, along with, it's either fear or worry. So the worry about the unknown, the worry about the future, and the worry about change will also be eliminated. Totally eliminated. And as you go down past this, how many people out there have anxiety or panic? I mean, people are anxietal right now. They have a lot of panic. And, you know, there's a lot of prescription meds prescribed for this, which, you know, I won't go there, but, you know, I'd much rather listen to this recording. We've had extraordinary results with this recording, Darius. And let's say you just have this low level of kind of uneasiness within you, and you don't think it's anxiety or panic. Listen to this recording, and you will be blown away what happens to you. And if you really have anxiety and panic, boy, you really need this. And Eldred says, this is his testimonial, after spending 10 minutes with Ann doing her healing work, the anxiety I had for 30 years is gone. In the last few days, I've had numerous occasions in which I would have experienced it. It's just not there at all. I actually did something today that I would have been perspiring profusely before, riddled with anxiety.
Wow.
And I was just fine. In fact, I actually enjoyed myself. This is a miracle. So if you have panic and anxiety, you got to listen to that.
Let me tell them where to go, Anne, real quick, because I don't know if we got that out. But I want to talk really quick before we go too far into it, because one of the things that we had last time, so many people requested and said, oh, Darius, you know, I want that program where Anne does all of those healing sessions where she has all of that information like she did last year, but with all of her newest, most powerful work. And so we actually got together, everybody, and we told Anne, we said, well, I know that, you know, you've got some new stuff coming out. You've got some new things that you've been doing. Can we get the work that people can listen to again and again and again and literally take it home with them and continue to do the work? And that's actually what we've put together. So this is totally different. This is very different than the prayer work that Anne was sharing with us last time. This actually is a huge amount of clearings. And Dan, didn't you say like 50 different clearings before we got on the call?
Yes.
Wow. Okay, so I'm going to tell people where it is. This is different, and actually we did something really cool, because the last time a lot of people said, you know, I want something that I can absolutely afford. This is $97. It is a 70% off. It's a $374 value. It's $97. These are 50 of Anne's best, most powerfully charged clearing and healing work sessions. And it's at uwealthrevolution.com/miracles. uwealthrevolution.com/miracles, MIRACLES. And Anne, I know you're really excited about it. There's so much to talk about. So keep going, and I may ask you a few questions about some of the different stuff, because there's so much in here, from like wisdom to removing panic to removing worry to my gosh, creating abundance, to be empowered to make good decisions. It's just astounding. Let's go through each one and make sure we don't miss anything.
Oh, well, let me tell you, there's a lot. That's why everybody wanted everybody to be on the website, so they can actually see what you get in this package, because there's so much. It's kind of it's just astounding, really. And this is probably the best recording in terms of all these recordings that I love. This wisdom one. This is incredible, and this is the most overlooked one of them all. People overlook this one, and don't shortchange yourself. Listen to this one, because it will change your life. When you say you have the wisdom about something, it's the wisdom, you get the wisdom and discernment about certain issues, like how you spend your money. You have wisdom and discernment. Let me just show you what that means, Darius. Can I do a little piece of work with everybody on wisdom and discernment?
Oh, absolutely, yes.
How about wisdom and discernment in how you spend your money? Think about how you spend your money right now. Just think about it. Just think about how you spend your money. And thank you, God. I ask God to create a consciousness for you that is God's will for you and your highest and best good, that empowers you to have the wisdom and discernment to know how to spend your money. I ask God to create that consciousness for you now. and ask God to take that consciousness and miraculously program and imprint your entire consciousness in a physically etheric permanence for the next 50 years with that consciousness now. And thank you, God. Once again, I ask you, God, that I ask God to create a consciousness for you that is God's will for you and your highest and best good and the highest and best good of all, that empowers you to have the wisdom and discernment to know how to spend your money. Know how to spend your money, and ask God to create that consciousness for you now. Ask God to take that consciousness and miraculously program and imprint your entire consciousness you got from your mother and father in the physical and etheric permanently for the next 50 years with that consciousness now. And thank you, God. Ask God to create a consciousness for you that is God's will for you and your highest and best good that empowers you to have the wisdom and discernment that you need to have to know how to spend your money. And I ask God to create that consciousness for you now. And ask God to take that consciousness and miraculously program and imprint every person in your lineage, every generation going back 10 generations in the physical etheric permanently for the next 50 years with that consciousness now. Ask God to lock that in every person in your lineage, every generation going back 10 generations, lock it in permanently in the physical etheric now. Okay.
Mm.
Now, notice how you feel different about how you spend your money.
Mm.
You might think about your money differently and how you spend it with that wisdom and discernment. The reason I did this, Darius, is it's hard to put it into words how you feel different, but you make better decisions. For instance, I was going to interview somebody here for a job, for a full-time job with me, and they had all the credentials. They had all the skills, all the abilities. They were in my field. They really knew their stuff. But somehow, I just had this feeling it wasn't right. So I asked God to program me for the wisdom and discernment to know what to do in this situation. And after I got programmed with it, I picked up the phone and called her, and she was just getting her car and said, it's just not going to work. You know, in so many words, it took me about 10 minutes to say that. But basically I said, I just have this feeling, just this knowing, and I just knew that she wasn't the fit. But once God gave me the wisdom and discernment, there was no doubt. There was no doubt. So how do you feel about that wisdom and discernment about how you spend your money, Darius?
Oh, it's absolutely so vital, and how you spend your energy, you know, it's like it's all in what we invest ourselves in. So that's in the program as well, that wisdom and discernment piece.
Yeah, and that how to spend your money and the people you choose, the wisdom and discernment and who you choose as friends, what you say to people, who you ask for help. Wisdom and discernment, who you ask for help, that's a big one. How about wisdom and discernment in the food that you eat? The wisdom and discernment in those, and the news that you listen to. How about the wisdom and discernment in what you believe in, and the wisdom and discernment in what you buy? So that is just a huge piece. And the next is you're going to be empowered to make good decisions. You'll be empowered to have the wisdom and decisions and the discernment to make good decisions. And you'll be second-guessing yourself will be eliminated. How many out there second-guess yourself? I bet you a lot. The fear of making bad decisions will be healed. You'll be empowered to forgive yourself for making bad decisions. You'll be imprinted with the faith and trust in your ability to make good decisions. And there's 12 different programs and imprintings in just this piece alone. You'll be healed of jumping to conclusions. You'll no longer jump to conclusions. You'll be empowered to have the self-confidence in your ability to make good decisions. All this will help you make incredible decisions. You'll be empowered to believe in yourself and your ability to make good decisions. Any worry you have about making bad decisions will be healed. You'll be empowered to look at all aspects of your situation in order to make a good decision. You'll be imprinted to know you deserve to have good things happen to you. And this is what Sylvia Vega Ortiz said. Before I really waffled on making decisions, big and small, well, no more. After listening to Anne's 12 recordings twice, I make good decisions easily and effortlessly. This has affected every area of my life, including goal setting, which is huge for me. Now I find it easy to be enthusiastic about what needs to be done. Boy, that sounded like an end of procrastination to me, too. When you really trust your decision-making abilities, it really ends a lot of your procrastination. And last is the meditation like you've never experienced before. I want to tell you what this does. This recording is only 8 minutes long, and everybody needs to use it twice a day, once in the morning and once in the afternoon, because what it does is it really, really, really puts your brain in the alpha brainwave state for 4 hours. And it calms the negative thoughts in your conscious, your subconscious mind for the next 4 hours. For 4 hours, it just calms them down.
Mm.
It heals the negative charge on negative thoughts and memories in each of the physical and the etheric brain in your brain. And when you do that in your brain, it feels, oh, so good. Everything calms down. It heals all the stress and trauma in every cell of your physical and etheric brain. We're working a lot on the brain here because that is part of being really peaceful and in a meditative state. You'll imprint the DNA in every cell in your physical and etheric brain with calmness, serenity, peace, and relaxation. And it heals the negative charge, all negative thoughts and memories you've had in your conscious and subconscious mind over the last 48 hours. Then it heals the negative charge and all negative emotions and feelings you've had over the last 48 hours. And it puts your brain waves, this is the cherry on top of the cake, puts your brain waves in the alpha brainwave state and keeps them there for the next 4 hours. In other words, seasoned meditators, people who have been practicing meditation for years, this is what they go to meditate about, is to get their brain waves in the alpha brainwave state, which is lower than the brainwave state we're operating in right now. And what it does, it's a much quieter mind. But when they come out of meditation, guess what? A lot of that alpha brainwave state goes away. So what this does, it actually keeps you in the alpha brainwave state for 4 hours. And George High, who is my Krista Jones, who is in charge of customer service, where he was in a very, very stressful situation in Iraq. The rebels were throwing bombs over the wall. He was about to lose his job because he was a civilian, and he knew his job was going away when he went home, so he was worried about that. He was stressed out about that. He had some personal issues going on over there, but were just stressing him out. He's getting sick. He was so stressed out. And so Krista just sent him this recording, and he started listening to this recording, and guess what? He was fine. George got well. He was walking around, and he wasn't stressed out at all. He was at peace. Now, the rebels are still throwing bombs over the wall. The sirens are still going off and telling them to take cover, and he's fine.
Oh, my gosh.
He's just fine. Now, I know you all don't have bombs being thrown over the wall, but you have stressful lives, and you just got to listen to this recording. I want to tell you, this is one of people's all-time recording. I've had such great feedback on this piece. I mean, Krista keeps telling me about the feedback we get on this piece of work, and every piece of work in this package. And it's incredible. And what's really incredible is this comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee, Darius. In other words, from the day you buy it, if there's some reason, some odd, strange reason, you don't like this. I can't imagine why. But if there is, we will be happy to give your money back. And if you keep the product.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And keep it? They get to keep all this. I mean, it's a ton of stuff here. They get to keep it.
They get to keep it. And so,
wow, I'm going to just tell people where it is because we had a few people asking, and then we've got a few questions from listeners on a few different things about the package. So it's at uwealthrevolution.com/miracles, M-I-R-A-C-L-E-S. One question we got in was from someone, she says, where would be the best place to start with this package? Susan asked, like, what if someone just, you know, like, where would they begin? What's the first clearing or first thing to listen to?
I would say listen to them all in order. In other words, listen to the money one, because that was a good question, by the way. It's listening to all of them, and just listen to them in order. The one that really strikes you, that you really feel like you want to listen to again. Because people, even though you may not think you have these issues, what happens with people, even though they think they don't have these issues, they come away, they'll say, hey, you know, I feel so much better from listening to those recordings. Because I'm only talking to 4% of you, 96% of you is subconscious. So as you listen to each one of these recordings, you will feel like you'll make decisions a lot better. Your life's going to feel much more positive. You're going to feel much more outgoing. You're going to feel like, you know, like you are in control of your life. And so that was, just listen to the ones that are in order or as you feel guided to. Follow your guidance. If you feel like you need to start with the one on having good, you know, that empowers you to to have great intuition by trusting you're making good decisions. By making good decisions, you're really tuning into your intuition when you make good decisions. So that one on intuition, on making good decisions, if you feel like you are not making good decisions, and you listen to that one, boy, it'll help you with your intuition.
Okay, very good advice. So people start with that. Now, does this come in the mail, or is this kind of like you've done in the past where they get it instantly, or how does it come to people?
Oh, they get it instantly. This is, instantly. It's instant download. The minute you pay for it, you're sent all the links to all these recordings. You can start listening to them right away.
Mm.
And listening to them, and it's all you have to do is listen to my voice. That's all you have to do.
Well,
I mean, so
what I used to do with these, I remember, I still have the, some of them that I just play in my house during the day as I'm getting ready. Do people need to be sitting down and like listening to each one and like following along with what you're saying and thinking about it, or can they just leave it playing in their house or playing while they sleep? And what would be the way to do this?
I think it works really the best if you're really listening to it.
Okay.
It seems to work the best. Now, I don't think you don't get results if you do it the other way. But I was saying, mm-hmm. to get the very best results, mm-hmm. actually listen to it. And it will be amazing, the shifts and changes you'll see. But the thing is, if you listen to it for long, like this woman who was on her event not too long ago, and she said, boy, just once through on the teleseminar, boom, it was gone. Her worry about money was gone. So maybe once through, you'll know it's a huge difference. Second time through, wow, you'll notice a bigger difference. So it won't be a chore to listen to them because you'll see results. I'm real results-oriented, Darius.
Yes.
Real results-oriented.
Yes. For people that are concerned about making decisions, discernment, being able to decide and go forward, it seems to be a big issue that I'm hearing a lot here as the questions come in. Why is that discernment important, to be able to just follow your intuition and decide? And is that covered in this package?
Oh, yeah. You have the wisdom and discernment, that wisdom and discernment piece. You have the wisdom and discernment with so many issues. Once you have that wisdom and discernment and all those issues, it'll rub off on your other parts of your life. In other words, you'll have such wisdom and discernment that, well, actually what wisdom and discernment does, it brings it a true calmness to you, and it increases your intuition tremendously. Once you have wisdom and discernment, you don't have a lot of the background issues going on that pulls you off track. You start having that wisdom and discernment, and you are much more intuitive. You're right, Darius. You're much more intuitive.
Wow.
This is an incredible package. This is an incredible package. I think everybody needs to own it. I really do. I mean, especially with a 60-day money-back guarantee, I take all the risk. And the reason, I just want you all to have the very best life you can have. I want you to be healed of your issues. Enough already, these issues. Mm. But you got other things better to do than to worry about money or have fear of lack of money or the belief that there's never enough money. And with the wisdom and discernment and the ability to make good decisions, I mean, that will ramp up your money prosperity hugely, because you can't have money coming in, and lots of it, if you don't have really make good decisions, if you don't have good decision-making abilities, it just won't happen. Because we make decisions every minute. Every minute we make decisions. So I know that you want to have a really good life. You want to have a fulfilled life. You want to have a peaceful life. You want to have a happy life. And this will help you through all your goals, no matter what they are. Everybody needs these pieces of work, no matter what you're about, no matter where you're going.
This is very different than what you offered last time, and it's very different than even what you had a while ago. It's much more comprehensive. There's much more here for people that have had maybe a package of yours in the past, or they've been a part of your work. How is this different than what they may have been exposed to before?
Totally different issues. Lots of different issues. I just changed it up. What happened is that I knew that people had these issues. I saw that in my practice. I saw it in people that I met. I could see people having a tough time making decisions. I could see that people didn't have the wisdom and discernment that they really needed. And so I thought, and I know how to do that. I know how to make it so people can make good decisions, that they're not conflicted anymore, that they don't have a fear of making a bad decision. Or, you know, I knew that this would be a huge powerhouse to people's prosperity, no matter what area of their life it would be. That this is really empower people, and that's what I was looking for, is somebody that would really empower people, Darius. And so that's why these new recordings, and I, like, the anxiety and panic has sold tremendously.
Yes.
I mean, it's off the charts in how much it's sold, because the anxiety and panic out there is through the roof right now. It's through the roof. People have just loved that anxiety and panic recording. So I took today's present problems, challenges that people are facing, and I kind of brailled the economy and brailled people and just sat down and asked for guidance, and that's how this came about.
Wow. It's at uwealthrevolution.com/miracles, M-I-R-A-C-L-E-S. ACLES. And I've got, you know, and the thing about you, there are literally so many people that have been transformed and made better and their lives more amazing through what you do. Everyone's going to be different. So, I mean, I'll read some of these, but, you know, there's no guarantee that you're going to have the exact same situation. You may have something different or even better than what happened here. But one person said, I can't even remember how to worry. This was Allison. I can't pull up those thoughts at all. I just have this sense of peace. Even if I haven't figured it out all, I have peace. Another lady, Kiana, said, I've done EFT, affirmations, subliminal recordings. None of them compare to the work Anne does. The work that she does, ask God to do and get to the root of the issue and eliminate it. This new way of thinking is so amazing in its power. Another person, Evelina, said, I've changed so much. I have great trust now that money will always be there and that I deserve great financial abundance. My money worries and fears are financially gone. I feel very comfortable in my skin. That's such an important one. And I truly love in ways more than I used to. And I am a published author now. The ball is already rolling. This is incredible. You know, I believe everybody has a gift, and I believe that if you think about doing something that inspires you or that excites you and the fears come up or the small parts come back and tell you you can't, it's exactly the thing to pinpoint to really let you be the abundant person you are. And that's what we wanted, and to come back and really let you have this so you can have this for the rest of your life and share it with your family, share it with your friends, with your kids, with your loved ones, with everybody, and just make it part of your permanent library of healing. You never know when you could need it in the future. And it's at uwealthrevolution.com/miracles, M-I-R-A-C-L-E-S. It's $97. A lot of you, you know, Ann was here last time, and it was $247 for a 6-week program. And a lot of you said, you know, if it was only $97, I could do it. And I asked Ann, I said, can we come back and maybe give them something that isn't done in 6 weeks, they can listen to again and again and again and again and again and have permanently? And she said, yes, I'm going to put everything I have, the best of the best of Ann Taylor and the newest things that are being downloaded to me based on where people are at right now in 2012, in early August. And this is it, uwealthrevolution.com/miracles, M-I-R-A-C-L-E-S, because honestly, we could all use some miracles in our life, right, Ann?
Oh, always, always. I love miracles. Miracles is it really a miraculous shift in consciousness? Exactly, it is miraculous, Darius. It was. If I had had this gift years ago, I would have saved myself about $100,000 in crisscrossing this country and trying to get me healed of my issues.
Wow.
So I'm very grateful. I'm very grateful for the work, and I'm very grateful for you. I mean, Darius does
Thank
a heck
you.
Of a job. He brings you really good people. He really has your best good in mind. And I'm here to empower you to have the life that you really deserve. And you can't do that without having good decision-making abilities. You can't do that without having your money issues healed. You can't have it unless you heal fear of lack of money or you heal fear of the future, fear of change, or fear of the unknown. You know, once all those issues are healed, that raises your vibration. Good things come to you much easier. And that's the whole point of you listening to these recordings, is you get rid of the negativity and you bring in the positive. You bring in the positive. So just like Darius is having a hard time coming up with anything negative, so will you.
Darius, I still am.
For this opportunity to come before your amazing audience again, once again.
Yes, thank you, Anne, and you know, the same with you. You're so loving and you care so much about people, and you take the time to be with people on the phone. You take the time to love them and nurture them, and the thing you do that always sticks out is you believe. You believe in our greatness, and you not only just believe and hold the space, you energetically remove the things that are keeping us from that. And there's a certainty with you. When people work with you, they know it's going to get done. They know their better life is going to be there. They know it. Your certainty changes their life, and your energy prowess in what you do changes their life. And they know it. The tide will change when you work with Ann Taylor, and I love that. And quick last thing, if there's somebody here that maybe is really at their wit's end, maybe it's the worst possible thing they're facing right now, because we never know where we find people. We find them in all spaces, and they're just absolutely at the bottom rung. What words would you have for them right now?
Never, never, never give up. And I would say that in all kindness and caring, because even though you're at the bottom, and I've been there in my life, I have been, more than once. And so I can tell you from personal experience, never give up. Seek good help out. Get good help in your life. There's people at, I would call Silent Unity, because you can get on their prayer list, and it's an 800 number. It's a free call, and they will pray for you 24 hours a day. In fact, I worked. That's how I started out at Unity Village, and I worked in the prayer room, and I was one of the voices on the end of the phone that said, Silent Unity, how may we pray with you? And I can tell you firsthand, my friend Dr. Bernie Siegel calls in there every month, and he makes that very public that he does that. And so it's something you can do for yourself. And also what you can do for yourself is surround yourself. And I know if you're going through troubled times, you need to be around really positive people if you're really in a tough time. And be around people that can lift you up, that can help you out. They can give you the love and the caring and the kindness that you need when you're going through troubled times, because you need all the positiveness you can do. And I want you to know to keep listening to these programs that Darius does. If you're going through troubled times, he provides you with people like myself who can really help you lift up your spirits, that will help you heal your issues, that will help you. Like, people follow me around. Darius, tell us some of this. And a lot of these people can't afford much. And I'm so grateful that I have this opportunity to provide free work for them, because they just follow me around. And so they can get all this free work. So if you find somebody you resonate, like with me, just follow me around. Get on my email list so that you know about every teleseminar I'm on, so you can get free work. So you get free work if you can't afford anything. You're going through troubled times. You can't afford anything. But if you can't afford it, then buy the programs like mine that really appeal to you and listen to them and make them work in your life, because these people that Darius has are outstanding people. And like myself, I know they really care about you. And so buy my program. If it doesn't work for you for some odd, strange reason, return it. It's simple.
Yeah.
The odd, strange reason, if it doesn't lift up your spirits, if you don't feel better, if you listen to all those recordings, you listen to them 3 times in a row in 3 days. Listen to them 3 times in a row in 3 days, and if you don't feel better, ask for your money back. Plain and simple. Plain and simple, because I know that I wish I had had those recordings when I was going through a tough time. And it's been multiple tough times. Golly. It's been quite the life. So I hope that helped anybody out there. It's one of those really tough times. Really, really tough. As I said, I have been there. And when I write my book, everybody will know about them, too. And they'll probably be, you? You were there? I said, yep, I was there.
Wow, I can't wait for that, and this is just wonderful. And thank you for being here and sharing your gift and always being you, because you bring so much to all of us. We love you. And let's do this, everyone. Let's send Ann just a huge amount of love on the count of three. 1, 2, and 3. Send her that.
Wow, thank you all for sending me that love. That was so sweet. That was so kind of you to do that again, Darius. Thank you so much. I send love back to all of you. I send love back to all of you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for taking your precious time today and being on this call, because there's a lot of places you could be rather than on this call. So I appreciate you being here. I really appreciate you being here. And so I send a big hug to you too, Darius, and keep up the wonderful work that you do for all of the people that come to you, and they really, really, really love being with you and being with all the people that you bring to them. And thank you for the opportunity to be of service once again.
Absolutely. Thank you for everything. Wow.